Frank, another busy weekend on the club front. Three rounds of games, more or less, completed in Divisions 1 and 2. And, well, before we look at tomorrow's games, what are you making them of first? Division 1 going along predictable enough lines, I suppose?
Yeah, I suppose home advantage probably counted on Friday night, looking at some of the results. Obviously, Kilcare, Bundoran and Union. Kilcare, by all accounts, against Glenties was an absolute cracker, 122-310. And just looking at that, just a little bit maybe surprised that McCools, who were very impressive, even in defeat against Gwydor, you know, last weekend, I actually seen that their game myself. You know, Bundoran had 5 points to spare over them, but I suppose with the likes of Paul and Jamie Brennan still in tow and no county games, they're obviously making their influence count and picking up points maybe when you have your county players over the month of April is probably vital, Tom.
Yeah, and from what I gather, most of the county players played last night. I know Frank Midlin missed for Masters and Glen Finn, but I think Paddy McGrath was played against Dunloe for Ardragh, and as you mentioned, Patrick McBrearty and Ryan McHugh played for Kilcare, so I think everybody was out last night.
Yeah, everybody hopefully is in rude health. The one that people might have been concerned about was Paddy McBrearty, who departed last week, precautionary measure. Barry Doherty was quick to nip that in the bud. People were concerned, and we've seen that he not only played on Friday night, but by all accounts, he played very well against Glenties, and that's great news, not just for Kilcare, but of course for Declan Bonner. But Declan is keeping his fingers crossed over the next week or two now that when he gets his players back, that they're all in tow. And of course, with Fermanagh and May 26th, you know, coming quicker on the horizon, that's crucial for him as well.
And Unions and Kilcare out there in front at the moment. I know Gwydor probably, they've just the one game played their game against Clonmacnoise. Was off because of a bereavement, and I think their opening game against Niamh Connell was postponed due to a stag party.
Yeah, looking at St Unions there, Tom, kicking 18 points at home there, you know, that there stands out because, of course, we looked at them last year and we probably maybe were concerned that they might have been a little too defensive. But, you know, 18 points is a great return against the Glen Swilly side that we know can be very dogged. And, of course, the Glen Swilly, that's one of the three outings they've won one. But we know Glen Swilly, in years gone by, regardless of their league form, they're always a force come championship. And I think, anyway, with Milford looking like they are going to struggle, Clonmacnoise as well, they're locked in 0 points, you know. I think if McCools there would be the one, Tom, that I would think might jump out of that there bottom three. I can see maybe Milford and Clonmacnoise struggling, and maybe McCools, because they said they were very impressive against Gwydor and down to 14 men as well there last week for a long period of that there. So if they can pick up one or two, they might move away from that there section. And Glen Swilly just above that, as we said, with maybe the likes of Clonmacnoise and Milford, you know, fighting the going tough in Division 1 even early on, they might have that much concerns as the league progresses.
And before we look at the fixtures for Division 1, Division 2, most people predicted probably is the most competitive. I know I had John Harn in here last week, and speaking to him and speaking to Martin Doherty the week before for the opening game, they felt really this was a very competitive division. We have our Irwood, Ardragh, Dunloe, Niamh Columba, Killy Beggs, Termon, Buncrana, you know, Glen Finn for Masters, and it's proven to be that, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like the look of Division 2 on paper, even before a ball was kicked this year, Tom, because, you know, in a different time and place, a lot of those sides, you know, had, you know, pedigree traditionally at Division 1 level and even in championships. So there's some really interesting ties there. I think you take Buncrana maybe out of the equation. There's not many long away treks there either. You know, there's proximity between all those sides, and I suppose at the start of the year, the likes of Aru, obviously, Killy Beggs and Glen Finn, Ardragh, I think three games, you know, 1-1, they had a loss in Dunloe on Friday night. Dunloe looking competitive after dropping down. So you have Niamh Columba there as well, St. Knolles. I mean, there's a lot of sides there that will have familiarity with each other. And I think every week you're going to be looking at Division 2 and looking at games are going to have a tasty look to it. There's probably some derbies there. I think St. Knolles and Four Masters as well a few weeks ago was fiery. So, I mean, that bodes well.
Yeah. And I was at Four Masters and Glen Finn last night. I mentioned Glen Finn were without Frank Midlin. But there was some very good football played in that game last night from both sides, not just from Four Masters, who had a big win in the end, but certainly from Glen Finn as well. And a lot of good young footballers coming through.
Well, it would have raised some eyebrows, Tom, because Four Masters had two losses and Glen Finn I suppose on the side that we're looking at in that their league that maybe are going to be challenging to go up and be in and around that their promotion spot, even maybe outright one in Division 2. So that was a big result for four matches, definitely. You know, 2-15 as well. They had a bit to spare there, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, we look ahead, Frank, to the fixtures, and we'll start with Division 1. As you mentioned, Linswelly suffered a defeat last night away to their neighbours, St. Junan's. They're home to Bundoran tomorrow.
Yeah, home to Bundoran tomorrow. I think just the home advantage there, I'd probably go for Glenswilly. But at the same time, we know Bundoran with the two Brennans in tow, they're a physical big side of three games, 2 wins, Tom. You know, that's a great start for the Elton Amara men. But again, just with Glenswilly, I think on their home patch, and listen, with Michael Murphy, he can almost drag them over line single-handedly. But again, it comes with a caveat because Copper, you know, Gary Copper McFadden has done his ACL. That's a huge loss. You know, you pick club players in Donegal that are influential, and he's very valuable to that there, Glenswilly side. So, I mean, in the long term, that's a big concern for them there. But I think just with home advantage, Zamora and Michael Murphy, I just think, you know, I think Glenswilly might just edge that.
Clonidy, as you mentioned, have been struggling. They've only played 2 games. Their games against Guidoor last night was off due to a bereavement. Mm. They're home to Kilcar so tomorrow, so they don't come any tougher than that one.
They don't. I can only see that they're going one way. I mean, Kilcar, you know, 3 wins from three. You know, they have their county contingent there at the minute. But even when they don't have them, Tom, they batter on, and they batter on with very little fanfare or fuss. You know, Barry Doherty just seems to get on with it, and he uses it to his advantage. I mean, they have their obvious, you know, big players. You have your Paddy McBurty and Ray McHugh and Owen McHugh. But, you know, I would add the likes of, obviously, Kieran McGinley. You have Mark McHugh. Well, those guys that aren't playing county, you know, Stephen McBurty. But, you know, in and around those lads, you have some fantastic footballers, the McLeans, Conor Doherty, and these guys. They're all very talented. Pori Kerr, lads that have probably played county of some variation or description over the years at underage. So it just bolsters their panel. And last year, when they got on with it too, Barry Doherty was able to filter in 3 or 4 younger lads, you know, give them game time. And then they're battle-hardened come this season. And the same thing will be done this year, I'm sure, in Townie as well. When the county players are away, it gives opportunities to other lads, and then it gives options, I'm sure, to the Kilcar management when they need them. So, yeah, I can only see that they're going away in a way one for Kilcar.
And probably the game of the day tomorrow certainly would be Naoimh Connell at home to St. Junan's, a great rivalry there in recent years.
Yeah, great rivalry. And as you said, St. Junan's under new management there, and three games, 3 wins, like they've set an impressive early standard for themselves. So Glenties have had just the 1 game, Tom, yet so far, as you said, you know, some other kind of things got in the way of that there. So that'll be very interesting in David Brennan Memorial Park. You know, it's kind of hard to set them and call a winner there. You know, I might kind of just sit on the fence on that one. But again, looking down the line for Glenties, they're out again on Wednesday night against Guidoor. So the action comes thick and fast. So Martin Regan might look to maybe spread his panel a bit thinly over those 2 games and keep some lads maybe, you know, fresh for that their game as well. So I don't know. I'm going to sit on the fence that one, Tom.
Well, I'm not sure we'll allow you to do that. But anyway, it's going to be a test for a young and new look St. Junan's, though. It's going to be the stiffest one yet.
Young and new look. But, Tom, listen, there's serious options in Letterkenny. Any team that's produced 3 or 4 county minor one and sides in a row, you know, there has to be pedigree there. And, you know, they were one of those minor championships at a canter, to be fair. So I think there's lads ready to come in there and step up. And it's a breath of fresh air because you've had those stalwarts maybe, you know, for the last 10 and 15 years that you've maybe taken for granted. And Letterkenny, you know, the Kevin Rafferty's, Conal Dunn's, obviously Rory Cavanagh is still there. John Harns departed that there scene. So it's a chance maybe for St. Union's to maybe freshen things up, but it won't come at maybe the expense of being competitive, because when you have that kind of, you know, pedigree coming in from minor and under 21, you have to fancy yourself to give the big competitions a rattle. You know, early doors, it bodes well, because as we said, they've 3 wins from three, and they looked impressive, and with maybe a more attacking approach the last night against Glenswilly with those 18 points. So it's going to be very interesting to watch St. Union's and how they develop and maybe how they set their stall out for the remainder of the season.
Are those young fellas good enough to get the result away from home against the season tied and might get you down off the fence?
I think, you know what, I'll just give that, with the experience that Glenties have, I think I'll just give them the slight edge there on their home patch.
Yeah. As you mentioned, Frank, Milford have been struggling and obviously, you know, have had a tough baptism in the competition. Done well over the last couple of years, but, you know, they're entertaining the county champions tomorrow.
Yeah, they've struggled in the three outings and I think they will continue to struggle, Tom. Three games in and three losses, and I think, as you said, with Gwydor going down there and then one outing to date. But I think Gwydor will probably be slow to start. It is a good time as any to get them, but at the same time, they'll probably have too much for Milford. But they've had such a long season. It's kind of blurred the line between 2018-19. They've had no real break. So I'm sure Mervyn and Donald will probably just ease them into this here season. I don't know how high up on the agenda a league title is. You know, it's probably an opportunity to give lads and their squad too, because I'm sure a lot of lads outside that first 15-20, you know, put in the yards in Maharagallen over those months of November, December, January as that All-Ireland and Ulster run build. So I'm sure it's an opportunity again just to try young lads out, and when you have the bulk and the numbers to do that, when it doesn't come at the expense maybe of dropping down the table or even dropping out of the division, it's a great sign.
Yeah, and the final game in Division 1 is Sean McCool's. I know they've impressed you so far this year. They're at home to St Michael's, who had lost away last week. I suppose a late Michael Murphy goal cost them in Glenswilly.
Sean McCool's have no points yet. They've had three games, but I just from what I've seen in that game against Gwydor, albeit a Gwydor side that maybe are a bit dusty and trying to shake a few cobwebs, because they have been given a few weeks off and I think they've very little training done since that their break. They were very physical, and of course like the Oisin Gallen, Darren O'Leary I think had 1-6 or 1-7 against them the last day as well. So I think they will be okay, but they'll need to start picking up points sooner rather than later. And taking St Michael's maybe in the Balbuffet, St Michael's under new management there as well, but they started all right as well. You know, Tom, they have 2-1s from three, so that's a very close one on paper too. But, you know, I just fancy the Bulls maybe to get their first one of the season there again with home advantage.
Yeah. Quickly moving on to Division 2, as we said, that's pretty competitive. And Killybegs flying there. They're on top on their own at the moment, three wins. They're at home to Termon, who had a good narrow win over Buncrana last night, but lost away to Glenfenn last week.
Yeah, Killybegs, listen, 3-1s from three, and of course, obviously, with Owen Bangaller and Hugh McFadden, you talk about influential club players like Hugh McFadden, I think has been very influential for Killybegs over the last few years. I think they might have three or four county under-20 panellists as well, so things maybe are beginning to turn the right direction again. And Fintra, you know, traditionally Killybegs were one of the heavyweights in the county. They've had some barren years. Emigration's hit them really hard. You know, I talked to one of the Baker Boyles that's in America there last week, and just when he listed through the names of all the lads that actually have left Killybegs over the last decade, I mean, it's a team in itself, Tom. It was a very impressive minor team, actually, that I think lost out in an Ulster final. The likes of Shamey Coleman, I think, was involved in that side too. So those lads have all moved away, you know. I suppose the lack of work and around the, you know, the fishing industry has been hit hard there as well. So most of those lads have gone to America and Australia. But again, with a new crop of youngsters coming through now, I think it could be exciting times again there. You know, I think John Razda Cunningham and Rory Galler's helping them out there as well, you know. So I think they've got a good management team in place, and now they've got good players coming through to maybe complement what's already there, you know, in terms of the obvious ones. So no, very interesting there as well.
And your home club are at home tomorrow against Erua. Erua, I suppose, one of along with Dunloe, dropped down last year from Division 1, having been just up the one season. Ardra probably were picked out as one of the teams at the start of the year that would be in contention for promotion.
Yeah, well, I was looking through that Ardra team from last night. You know, it's very physical, and there's some experience down the spine of it, and there's some good quality, you know, spice through that there as well. So it's probably disappointing that from the three games they've only won one, and as you said, sometimes you wonder should a side be jumping up to Division 1. But I think Ardra maybe after last year probably looked at promotion as something that they could handle, and maybe even looked at a Division 2 title as something that would be welcome, a bit of silverware. But the two losses have kind of been a bit disappointing, and I suppose it doesn't get any harder than a Rua side that probably have the same designs of maybe getting back up to Division 1 and solidify down their position. So I think, you know, even though it's in Pearson Memorial Park, I think Aero would have to be favourites for that there, Tom.
And St. Noel's got off to a great start with a victory the first day against Four Masters. They've lost the last two since, and they're hosting Neve Columba, who seem to be struggling.
Glenn seem to be struggling. They're bottom there along with Buncrana. You see St. Noel's had that plucky one as well against their rivals. That was a big one for them. I'm sure morale boosting one for them as well. So, I mean, it's a flip of a coin there, Tom, but I think St. Noel's, maybe that just, you know, there's a couple of extra points on the board. Confidence probably isn't as fragile, so just give the nod to them, you know.
And Glenn Fenn, as we mentioned, had been going well, suffered a big enough defeat last night against Four Masters without Frank Midland, as we mentioned, and they're hosting Dunloe, who have recovered from that first game defeat to Killy Beggs. An interesting one this as well, obviously, that Francie Martin, that Glenn Finman, is managing Dunloe.
He'll have to watch what dugout he goes into, I'm sure, and that there one. But it's interesting, Tom, when you see, you know, we talk about sides struggling without their county players. You know, the likes of Kilkear maybe they have that cluster, and even Gwydor probably won't struggle. It's the sides that are more like maybe an Ardrath or a Glenfinn. You know, Ardrath are already finally going tough with Paddy McGrath, so you wonder how they'll fare maybe in a few weeks' time without his services. And even Glenfinn showed how vulnerable they can be without Frank McGinn, because they weren't just beat through Four Masters. Four Masters racked up 215-190 against them. So that there's a wee interesting side plot to, you know, the county thing and with the county players being involved. But and in terms of the weekend, Glenfinn Dunloe, Glenfinn, I suppose, as you say, the Francie Martin thing's very, very interesting. Francie Martin was in Bundoran last year, helped him to a Division 2 title, very experienced. I know he's involved with Glenfinn ladies as well, so I think Glenfinn might just, you know, with home advantage that there, take the one.
Yeah, and finally, Buncrana are at home to Four Masters. Four Masters had that first win last night, as you said, an impressive one against Glenfinn. Buncrana, reading a report this morning, were unlucky maybe not to come away from Termin last night with something, and certainly they racked up 17 points.
Yeah, I think they're very unlucky. I think it was 114-16 there, Tom.
Or 16, yes.
Yeah, it was a 1.1 for Termin in the Byrne Road. So even Buncrana with, you know, two games, I know they're pointless, but would take confidence from that there. But it was a skewer, you know, in a direction that we didn't expect with Four Masters, because I fully expected Four Masters to get beat by Glenfinn. So that's a difficult one to call, but I think Buncrana, maybe the trek, you know, heading up there for Four Masters, I think I'll just, you know, give Buncrana a tap there and maybe to pick up their first points of the season.
So all in all, it's shaping up to be a tight league, isn't it? Division
it
two.
Is, and you know, funny that the two round games will leave us, you know, that even a clearer picture come Sunday evening. It's thick and fast. If you had maybe a bad result last weekend, you know, within the space of 7 days, you're looking at three games, and any side that maybe has struggled maybe throughout that, you know, confidence takes a big dent right away, and of course maybe it gives people a head start in you. And as we said, there'll be sides there that will be trying to target points within this window when they have their county players with them. So come maybe May, when the guys go back to their county setup, you know, the points there and there, even this early in the campaign, could be very telling come the end of it.